Well, for me personally, I mean, I definitely love getting my hands in the mix. That's probably my favorite part of it. I love to design, but I also love to work. And to me, that's one of the best parts is when I get to spin it up and make it happen. So it's not like the traditional concrete that you're thinking of where it's pouring out of the side of a truck or very wet. You can pour it that way and it gives you a different finish. But if you pour it very dry and build the mix very dry, it's almost clay-like and you can sculpt with it. Right. So it's pretty cool. My name is Justin Bird and I'm a concrete artisan. This is a bag of Buddy Rhodes mix, and he makes a countertop mix, and it's kind of all in one bag mix. So basically all you're gonna do is take some of it, pour it in a bucket, something like that. Bucket works the best. And then all you're gonna do is take a little bit of water. Don't add too much or you'll be hating yourself. This is called a paddle mixer, and a pretty heavy duty paddle mixer. So this thing can spin up a couple hundred pounds at a time if it had to. And you just go to town on it. Most of my inspiration usually stems from natural elements and actually buildings. I get really inspired by buildings. This is one of my favorite pieces to date. I named this bench Tiahupo after a wave in Tahiti. Surfers kind of consider it one of the ultimate waves. So this one has a lot of wave-like features on it, and to me it really reminds me of waves and water and how it moves, and everything is very irregular. And it's a cool bench. It's a sculptural bench. Kids love it because they can go all the way through it. And it's a conversation piece to look at and to sit on. I have a real connection to water and natural elements. So it's just something that comes into my head, and then I just have to physically get it out. And it always changes in design. You know, it's I have this idea, and then when I start building, that's when it really just starts to morph, and it changes and it evolves. And when I make my sinks, I like to watch the water travel instead of just, I think it's really boring to watch water just go down the hole and that's all it is. So on this sink in particular, the water comes up and it banks. It goes down through this little gorge thing here and then banks off and then goes down in the drain. For a specific look that I'm trying to get, that's a good consistency of what I want.
Right.
I want it to be very dry, clay-like, and it's really sticky. You want to, for this technique, I call this the press technique.
So what are you doing here?
I'm actually just taking small little handfuls of the mix, and I'm just pressing it in. This is a plexiglass form that we use in our classes. The reason we use plexiglass is I want to show the students actually what they're doing. So if you use a regular mold and they press this in, they don't know what they did until the next day. So with a plexiglass mold, I'm trying to create all these veins and air pockets. People love this because they get their hands in it, you know. Anybody can do this. So it's really fun. We've done a lot around in the area. We've done Takamama Sita, Urban Stack, all the stuff at the Crash Pad, Mellow Mushroom, taking a full bar restaurant up to West Virginia in a couple days. So we do stuff out of state. We ship out of state. And
if you get a client, do they just kind of describe to you what they want, or they just allow you to say, hey?
They do describe what I want. That was a Freudian slip, wasn't it? I mean, they do describe what they want, and then I'll take what they have, and then we'll put our artistic twist on it, and then usually they're pretty happy. A lot of times my partners have to reel me back in for my ideas and actually tell me if it's physically possible, if it'll actually work. So that's what I love about having my other guys with me too, because some of my ideas, they're just so weird and out there that I don't even know how to make them work. They're just in my head. usually wear gloves.
Do you?
I wouldn't have hands if I didn't wear gloves. I love working with the material. So it's just, there's so much you can do with it. And so many different ways to manipulate it and color it and just add whatever you want into it. And you can make it look old. You can make it look brand new and modern. So that's a cool thing about it. You know, it's a unique product that you can't get any other look with any other product.